and service at Jim Winter Auto Group. Call 517-787-5100 or visit jimwinterautobody.com to schedule an estimate.
729, as you heard in the news, pretty amazing weekend for the Mazur family as young Carter Mazur was drafted by the Detroit Red Wings. His dad, Jeff, longtime, now retired law enforcement officer. I think you, did you dabble in real estate?
Yes, that's what forced me to retire from law enforcement.
What was that?
I got into the rental business.
Okay.
So that and, yeah.
Jeff, what a weekend. Can you put it in perspective?
13 years, I would say, of his commitment and his hard work and the parents putting forth kind of brought it all to fruition. And it was a hell of a celebration, I'd have to say.
Yeah.
In the Plymouth, we happened to be in the Plymouth area. We went to a local establishment to watch it on TV. My parents were involved and his brother, who's always been supportive of Carter's career, and his agent. We were all in the same room and we're just watching the board, kind of just like I would say everyone else was at home. We had no idea when he was going to get selected. You know, you hear rumors, might be second, third, fourth, fifth round. But it was fun to watch. And when his name came up, especially when the Red Wings wheel came up and then his name popped up, it started to become surreal.
I mean, it couldn't have worked out any better, could it?
No, not, you know, he's a local kid from Michigan, and he played, what, 6 years for former Red Wing Chris Draper, who's got, what, 4 Stanley Cup rings in his career, and now he's head of amateur scouting. So we became, actually, I could say I'm a good friend of Chris Draper's through those 6 years, and his son also played on a team, Keenan Draper, who was drafted last year. So we've built quite a relationship. Even my parents and his parents are even still in contact with one another, so... Mm-hmm. It's like I said, it's I'm still, the amount of text and support I received was unbelievable. I'm still getting texts today, and such as this radio show, I couldn't be more prouder of our son.
Yeah, now he started obviously here in Jackson at Jaha, and I know you've been involved in the hockey program here for years. You've been a big supporter of this program.
Yeah, so I actually coached him for a couple of years when he was 6, 7, 8 years old, and I'll say this even on the radio. I'm not a hockey guy. I started when I was 30 years old. I was more baseball, golf. So there came a point in time where I got to turn him over to, I like to think, you know, Bob Luca, Scott King, Steve LaFleur. They took him for a couple of years in Jackson on a travel team. And, you know, it starts when you're young. And also I'm going to say special thanks to my son Spencer, who's 2 years older, who also played hockey. He played hockey at Lumen Christi. And he had a lot to do with Carter's success because they both like to compete. Here's your brother, 2 years older, 4 inches taller, bigger, stronger. So I think he had a really big part in Carter's success to be able to get to the level he was at an early age of 6. I mean, like my wife said, he was a dropout. Trying to put the skates on, he's kicking them off. His first 2 months were,
yeah.
I'm not saying we forced it on him, but he started, yeah, it took him a while. Then all of a sudden, once he got going, you use some Skittles, you throw him on the ice. It's the little things that I did when he was 4 years old. He was 4 because my other son was 6 when he started skating.
That's amazing. And then at 10, he gets involved in the Little Caesars program, and that means the commitment is incredible because you're driving to Detroit 3, 4, and 5 times a week, right?
Right. That's something I'll never forget. You know, there's things that stick in your head. And again, so as I said, he was skating with Luke and Scott King and Steve LaFleur. Well, that team, Carter was playing 2 years up. So he was playing against kids that were going into checking. Carter's a little bit smaller. My wife and I talked about with our son that Phil was a good fit. So that's when we made the decision to start maybe, is he capable to play at a higher level, say in Detroit with his own age group. And I'll never forget going to Southfield. They were looking for like 4 kids. I think there was 115 kids trying out. It was amazing. The lot's full. I'm thinking there's going to be 10, 15 kids like in Jackson. Parking lot's full. There's 14 goalies trying out for 2 spots. So that tells you the competition level that I wasn't privy to here in Jackson. I couldn't believe it. It was new to me.
So How about those years of going back and forth? Does that wear on you? Or?
Luckily, I had the career that allowed me to do it. Like you said, I can tell you right now, 81.3 miles from my door to the – it was originally Joe Louis Arena.
Yeah.
And then when that closed down, they moved over to Little Caesars. We started going to Little Caesars. And, you know, as a dad, I can also proudly say I can count on one hand that the times that Carter complained about that drive, on one hand in 6 years. So, I mean, that tells you how dedicated he was and how much he was really into the sport. Because we'd have a sit-down every year and saying, do you want to play in Jackson? Do you want to skate for Lumen Christi when he got to the high school age? Or do you still want to play the AAA level in Detroit? And he would not even hesitate. Detroit, let's go. And that's kind of, you know, it speaks a little bit of volume about his commitment. Because we left the door open. We didn't force any of this. This was all his doing and his drive.
So where do you go from AAA? You see that there might... you know, be a future in pro hockey.
You realize, like I said, again, I keep referring to, I'm very new at this. I didn't play hockey, so I'm new to a lot of this information. So you start getting approached by agents and advisors, I guess you would say. They are free, so they start talking to you because they see the potential in your kid. So from that point, we ended up signing with an ex-Wolverine, Sean Hunwig. Played goalie there. His brother also played there and also played in the NHL for 14 years. So Carter actually selected Sean, younger guy. And so from that standpoint, you put yourself, they call it juniors. So it's age 16 to 20. And Carter was selected actually third overall in that draft. It's very similar to the NHL draft. They have like 12 rounds and there's 16 teams. And they start from number one and go all the way through. And he was selected third, actually the first American skater chosen in that league when he was 17 out in, believe it or not, Nebraska.
Yeah, so that was the U.S. Hockey League?
Yeah, United States Hockey League. Yep. So it's the highest junior league. And that was a good eye-opener for Carter, I'd say. His first year was average at best, you know, so because you're competing against 16 to 20-year-olds. And everyone says that's the biggest jump that you'll make in hockey. So here you go in at age – he went in at age 17, and you're competing against 19 and 20-year-olds. And I'll say – guys with beards, fully grown, you're competing with men.
Yeah.
And you're 5'9", a buck 55, and you're competing against some guys that are 200, 210. But, again, I revert back to Jackson. He's always playing 2 years up with Luca and Scott King. I honestly think it prepared him mentally and kind of physically to know how to protect yourself against bigger guys. Because, I mean, it was reality. When you guy's 3 years older than you. That's a big difference when you're 17 and someone's 20.
And they're playing for jobs, you know.
Yes, it's a competition. They're all competing to be scouts are at every game. You don't know who the scouts are. That's what's nice about it. They're pretty low-key, and they have their notepads. And you're competing. You're comparing for the draft, theoretically, every year, and you hope your advisor is, you know, making phone calls and making sure that you're being seen. And mm-hmm. It ultimately boils down to the player, though, of producing. Not only on the ice, but off the ice. And, you know, a little bit off task here, that was another facet that I can say that really helped push Carter along was the team named him captain his second year.
Wow.
Which is really rare in that league. Usually it's your 19 or 20 year old, and Carter was now 18 and they named him captain. So the character started being a big shiny star kind of in his corner, but that's something he earned.
So he had a good year, solid year. Last year he had 20 goals, 24 assists. So just about a point a game. Did that open some eyes, or did you hear from more of the professional types?
Right. So, you know, to expound on that a little bit, like I said, his first year in the league, he'll even tell you this, it was a little disappointing from his standpoint because, you know, he was used to being
top dog
when he was, you know, 15, 16. Then he jumps into this league, and I think he had, I'm guessing, maybe 13 points in 40 games. He was the 12th, 13th, 14th forward in the USHL, and it's something that as parents we can proudly say was he comes home for the summer, you have COVID, all the gyms are closed, can't train, so he trained on his own because that's just the mindset that the kid has was he didn't perform well, so here he is working out an hour and a half, 2 hours every day, shooting 400 pucks three, four times a day in the backyard. Never once did I have to wake him up or push him to make him do that. So as you said, his second year, he really excelled, and it did start opening some doors where our advisors like, hey, so-and-so's calling, so-and-so's calling. So, yes, the door definitely opened as far as a lot of phone calls and interest in watching him play more and compete more.
So pick number 70 overall, that's up there, Jeff. That's in the top echelon.
I think there's 214 picks. I'll be honest, as a dad, I was a little somewhat shocked based on where he was ranked. We figured late fourth, maybe early fifth, that he could, quote, fall to. I mean, getting drafted is, to me, round one through seven, as long as you're getting drafted, that's a big step in itself.
Sure.
So I would say I was personally, I'm not going to speak for my dad or my wife or Carter, I was overjoyed. Because, like I said, you've heard like Chris Draper talk highly about him, that he's done well. And I'm still overjoyed. I'm still texting him about it. And people are still texting me, which I truly appreciate. It shows a lot of character just in Jackson. There are people sending me messages constantly congratulating him.
So you told me there was interest from other teams also. It's not like the Red Wings were the only ones out there.
I'm going to throw a number out. Carter did a lot of Zoom calls. He's going to Denver University. So before he went out to Denver, I bet you in the neighborhood of 20 to 24 teams he did Zoom calls with. So with their head scout or their GM, they would Zoom call, because like Montreal, Chicago, Arizona, there's only 32 teams. And I know he talked to over 20. So it's basically an interview through a Zoom call. And they want to know, like I said, about your character and ask questions, a lot of questions outside of hockey. To be honest, probably half the questions are. They even ask how tall your brother is, how tall is your parents?
Yeah.
Where'd you go to school? What's your grade point? You know, so I always tell kids, you know, it's more than just what you do on the ice, but who's your favorite player? Who do you think you play like? Where do you see yourself in 3 years? I mean, common questions that we as adults have lived, but, you know, he was 18 years old, 19 years old fielding those calls. I eavesdropped on a few, I'm not going to lie. But, yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
So he's going to Denver next year, and I went through the Denver roster yesterday, and there's only a couple first-year players that are joining. This is a veteran group, so that there'll be some older, experienced kids that he's playing with.
Yes. Again, I keep referring that I'm not a hockey guy, and I quickly learned that once we started to get into the universities calling him, and I can probably say, you know, yes, I spent a lot of money driving to Detroit and going to Edmonton and Philly and Pittsburgh and Phoenix and all those places with my son. They has received a full ride. Everything's paid for as far as school, books, meals, the whole ball and wax. And the other thing I can say that I learned is Denver's kind of like the Alabama football. That's their hockey program. They don't have football there. Hockey is their number one sport. And traditionally, they're ranked in the top five year after year after year. So, yes, he's at a university with a great coaching staff. They reached out to us. We've actually met their staff. Strength coach, he's already been there 5 weeks working out 6:30 in the morning till 8 o'clock. And I have nothing but positive things to say about Denver, that he's going to have to compete to see some ice time. There's no question, because he's going in as a freshman. Similar to first year in the USHL, now you're competing against 18 to 24-year-olds.
Is that why you guys, I'm sure it was a team decision to go to Denver. Is that why you picked it? Because of the reputation?
That I'll say that fell in Carter's lap. And like I said, if you can get him on here next week when he comes back from Plymouth for all of August, he probably talked to, I'm going to throw out like Ohio State, Michigan even called, North Dakota, Western Michigan, Miami, Ohio. It opened up a lot of doors that he had a successful second year. So once again, as a dad, I put the responsibility on his lap. Just give him, hey, write down the name. What did they say? Who would you talk to? And ultimately, you know, do your homework, do your groundwork, and it's your pick. It's your life. It's not mine. Mm-hmm. So he was the one. He had about six or seven opportunities, and he's the one that selected Denver, and I couldn't have been happier with that decision.
Okay, you capped the weekend off yesterday, and he scores the game-winning goal against Sweden in the showcase game.
Yeah, it's It's
that capped a dream weekend, didn't it?
It's rolling for him right now. Like they say, things come in three. So hopefully he finishes out the week nice. That's a side note. So he's competing with World Juniors, which are 20 and under. And he's trying to represent the United States of America in order to try winning a gold medal. As you know, USA won last year against Canada. Carter was not on that team, but this year he's competing to be on the team. So, like I said, there's 24 forwards in Plymouth. He plays five games this week. I was amazed at how many people were there yesterday. I went there. Usually there's like 50 or 100 people. It's moms and dads. There's probably 1,000 people there watching. So every game's at 4 o'clock, and it's this week, and there's Sweden, Finland, and two United States teams. So the coach has to, you know, narrow the roster down and make some selections for a over Christmas trip to Edmonton to compete for a gold medal if he can make this team. But
that would be exciting.
Yep. But even being asked is an honor for him to go there and even compete. You know, like I said, as a dad, yes, I want him to make it. But his main focus now is that he got drafted as, you know, maybe he can make this USA team. But he'll be in Denver in September for the fall to start school, 12 credit hours, play for Denver University. We'll catch some games because they get to go to Miami, Ohio. They play Western Michigan in February. So I'm already trying to round up. People are already asking me when that game is.
18th and 19th.
There you go. So the 18th and 19th, he'll be in Kalamazoo. So I like Christy Lafier and several others, I know we're going to make that trip with hopefully 20, 30, 40 people from Jackson and watch both games. And hopefully he's on the ice competing for Denver.
So big week this week over in Plymouth, and that's just over an hour, I think, to get to the rink there.
Yeah, so the game
that's the old camp you wear.
Yep, the old camp you're off Beck Road. It's like 58 minutes away, and like I said, there's like 1,000 people there. A few people from Jackson came to watch them. I know every day different
we
people.
We went a couple years ago, and there probably wasn't 30 people in the stands. You never know what you're going to get.
I was shocked when I pulled in there into the parking lot.
We were sitting with the coach of the Washington Capitals.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the other nice thing, too, was yesterday we got to meet a lot of the Red Wings staff.
Yeah.
So my wife and I, during intermission, we went in one of the suites, and Pat Verbeek was there.
Because one of the big defensemen that they drafted, I believe, is playing.
And he's Carter's roommate.
Okay.
And he's going to Denver.
Okay.
So yeah, the Red Wings grabbed. He's from California. He's a year younger than Carter, but he plays defense. He's like 6'3", 215.
Yeah.
And he's like 18 years old. It's like incredible. I met him personally. Great kid. And then there's another Denver kid also trying out for the World Juniors. Another defenseman out of Chicago. So the talent level's unreal. It's nothing like my beer league. At all.
No.
At all.
It skates circles around that.
It's fun to watch, so it's very high level.
So and when's the next game?
The Tuesday. So there's there's four teams. The game's at either one or four.
Okay.
So and the two USA teams don't match up against one another. So we play, I think, Sweden three times, Finland twice, and then the other USA team just the opposite. But we don't play each other. So Carter plays Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, all at 4 o'clock. And like I said, there's a establishment, a bar right there where you can grab some food. It's called CJ's right at the rink. So yeah, it's very convenient. It really is. For 58 minutes, if you love hockey, regardless of take my kid out of the equation, to go there and watch that level of play and these kids compete from Sweden, Finland, the United States is something else. It's moving.
Jeff, thanks for coming out. What a weekend for you guys.
I appreciate you having me.
We should mention your wife, too.
Yes, she was a big part of this. Like I said, a lot of meals, she's a nutrition teacher out at the college, so yeah. I don't know how many shakes and meals that she made for Carter over the past 2-3 years when he's home.
She's got to do more.
She's got, you know, she can't wait for him to get home. Like I said, after Plymouth, he's home for all of August, and she's counting the days down. I mean, she's going up and watching him play, but we're looking forward. He needs a little 3-week rest. He's looking forward to just play some golf, see some friends, and kind of put the hockey bag aside for 3 weeks and then get back at it come September.
Yeah.
He knows. He really does. He knows. That's what's
on the fast track now.
That's what's important. I don't need to push him. He's got his own motor.
Congratulations.
I appreciate that
very
much.
Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you. You have a good afternoon.
Automotive Perfection, your local import vehicle specialist. At Automotive Perfection, they are experts in German auto repair. From BMW, Mercedes, Audi, Volkswagen, and more. At Automotive Perfection, repairs come with a 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty. Automotive Perfection, experts in German auto repair.
Stop suffering from sciatica, spinal disc issues, or neuropathy. Stop living in pain. At HealthQuest Nerve and Disc Center of Jackson, they have proven non-invasive treatments to stop your pain and avoid surgery. Call today to schedule your free consultation. 517-784-3388. That number again is 517-784-3388.
HealthQuest Nerve and Disc Center, Dr. Bradley Dion, D.C.
Jackson Public Schools, better than ever. District-wide building additions and improvements, 21st century learning furniture, added safety and security measures, and technology advancements for every classroom. All part of Jackson Public Schools' continued commitment to our students and our community. We are dedicated to providing our students the tools and environment to succeed. There is no better place for our students to learn than in person at Jackson Public Schools.
Jackson Public Schools, bringing our community together to build a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness. Go Vikings!
Back to AM Jackson with Greg O'Connor, live from the County National Bank Studio.
Okay, project done and print. No, not color.
Sound familiar? I'm Joe Sharp, the owner of Printer Source Plus. You can print in color without the worry of ink cartridge refills. Step into the world of bottle-fed printers with Printer Source Plus and Epson printers. Let me show you how to save thousands over the life of your printer. Epson even guarantees you 2 years of ink in the box and a 2-year warranty. Epson printers and Printer Source Plus. Call or stop in for a quote today.
It deals with a coast-to-coast surge in coronavirus cases. The message from health leaders and public figures remains the same.
Being fully vaccinated is the best way to protect yourself from hospitalization and death.
First Lady Jill Biden delivering that message in Hawaii, where she stopped on her way back from the Olympics. The White House says there were almost 780,000 new vaccinations in a 24-hour period over the weekend. At the Olympics, the U.S. now stands at 14 medals so far in